Okay, they are now being recorded.
Yes.
It is now 10:34 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 6th, 2020, and the May board meeting is called to order. We'll do a voice roll call. Dale Nightblade present. Susie Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Michael Cyril?
Present.
Deb Bright?
Present.
Terry Brown?
Present.
We also have Megan Darian, our executive director here, and hopefully our assistant attorney general will join. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Anybody have one? Okay, number three, we'll move on to the review and discussion and approval of minutes from April 1 meeting.
This is Sherry Mays. I would like to make a motion to accept the board minute meeting minutes from April 1st, 2020.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, I will do again a roll call. When I call your name, just say yay or nay. Dale Nightblade, yay. Susie Coleman?
Yay.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Cierro?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
Okay, it's unanimous approval of the minutes from April 1st meeting. Move to number four, director's report.
The renewal of establishment started on April 1st and ends June 30th. There have been two notices were sent to establishments on April 1st and May 1st. There has been the completion of 20% at this stage.
Okay, we might have to look at that deadline based on the shutdown for 2 months. We'll probably have to get more direction, I think, from the state on that. Because I know the governor had a directive that postponed any actions during the lockdown. So we'll just keep it working, keep going, and you keep doing what you're doing, get the notices out to the people, and we'll see where we go. Okay?
Sure.
Number 5A, applications for licensure or licensed optician.
This is Sherry Mays. I would like to make a motion to accept 5A applicants for licensed optician. We have America Adriana Luna and Valerie Jo Simon.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Obviously, it's not on the agenda if they didn't have all their stuff into Megan, so we don't have to review them. Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nightblade, yes.
Suzanne Coleman, yay. Yay.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Sherry Mays? Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Cyril?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
So, being again a unanimous yay, those applications are accepted for the licensed optician. Go to 5B, which is the applications for comedy. They have two of those. And I do have all, I hope everyone got all the information on, who was it, Robert? Yeah, Robert from Washington, what they're doing in their state.
This is Sherry, and I make a motion to approve 5A applications for comedy for Christy Lynn Chambers and Robert John Bernard III.
That's 5B.
Yes. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded for the applications for comedy. Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Yay.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Searle?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
So it's an unanimous approval of application for comedy for the two licenses that apply for that. So that gives us four more licensed opticians in the state, which is good. Now we'll move on to 5C.
This is Sherry Mays. I would make a motion to approve 5C applications for establishment license for JAND Incorporated doing business as Warby Parker in Scottsdale, Arizona.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the application for establishment license. Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Searle?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Terry Brown. Yay.
Okay, that's a unanimous approval of the application for the license establishment. Six is the future meeting dates. Schedules for June, we skip July, and then we do August through the end of the year. We'll see where we're doing them, if we're still doing them telephonically. Future agenda items, right now I don't think we have anything yet because we're not out of the people staying home, so we can't proceed on some of the older items that we've postponed until a future date after we come out of the stay-at-home directive. Call to the public. Well, public, appreciate you guys being here.
Everybody be well. Stay safe.
See you guys.
Okay, and, yes.
The last thing we have is adjournment. It is now.
Wait. Did Jim, do you have anything to say, Jim?
I do, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. It's not on the agenda, but normally we would have to have it on the agenda.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. According to our assistant general, and he's absent, if it's not on the agenda,
we cannot
discuss it. And Mr. Morris, I wish you had let us know before the agenda was published.
I did send an email blast out, two different ones, notifying of what we were doing in COVID-19. That's the purpose for the call, or the purpose for the request.
Yes,
I sent an email in March and April.
Definitely, but did you ask the board that you want to be on the agenda? Because that was informational, not you want to be on the agenda. That's a different case.
I asked the board to give approval for the COVID-19 steps that we were taking.
Can we adjourn the meeting and then he can share that information?
No, not to the board. It's got to be on the agenda. We can put it down for next month, Jim, if you want to share it.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we won't have anybody in the state of Arizona be able to use it then. That's the concern. We sent it out in March and April asking for board action. That's the issue.
They can do the testing that you proposed. It's you're a recognized organization that does our testing. So there's no one in Arizona that can't do it.
Okay,
we don't have to have
anything. Okay, that was the purpose. Was Okay, the purpose was to provide explanation to you if you had any questions.
If you go back to our new rules that we have just had adopted and are in the process of being published, and we have the written and the practical being available to the applicants if they're given by a recognized national board or organization.
Okay.
And we've recognized you guys. There's nothing to be discussed on that. Okay?
All right. May I ask, in the future, if I need to have it, because I thought the email I sent was, I thought it was clear that I needed to know what the position was of the board. How do I need to make sure it's on the agenda?
Jim, there is no position of the board on that because it's, as long as it meets the requirements of our rules, it doesn't matter how the test is given.
Okay.
It's, all right. As long as it's one of our, again, that's why we wrote our rule that way, as long as it's one of our recognized national entities.
Okay. All right. I apologize for interrupting your meeting. I was just wanting to make sure I was here.
Yeah. And we appreciate it. Yeah. Again, now it's 10:46 and I'm calling this meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye. I miss you guys.
Goodbye.
Me too. Stay safe.
You too, Susie.
All right. Well, bye.